So these days, this week, everyone knows, we said already that this week is beginning the Shovavim. Shovavim, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. The special weeks that we are this coming up 6 weeks from today until 6 weeks from today. It's a very special day for Tikkun HaBrit, right? For all the matters of Kedusha, of purity. It's a special day that we can fix better than all the years. It's like the time of Elul, which is special for Tshuva, so this time is special for Tikkun HaBrit. Meaning there's more power from Shamayim, more Siyata Dishmaya for a person that wants to do Tshuva, to do Tshuva regarding this specific subject of Kedusha. What are you happy about, Shmuel?
Yes.
About that. You'll always be happy. Good. Yeah. Good. Okay, so.
Where did we learn that from? Is that.
Fanari. Shalom is Fanari. It's Rashi Tevot of the 6 weeks Parsha Shmot Va'era Shovavim Shmot Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yitro Mishpatim. Sometimes some years there's also another extra 2 weeks of Truma Tetzave. So extra weeks distinction. Tshuva is a good thing. I don't know if Tshuva is a happy thing. Tshuva, it's not a bad thing. It's a happy, a very happy thing. It's a great, it's a beautiful thing. Unlike most of the world, I think thinks it's oh, it's a tshuva now. Oh.
But this no. Is supposed to be the time that the Jews started becoming slaves.
Right. That's why.
But not such a happy time.
No, the happy time is tshuva. You go out of Mitzrayim. Yeah, but what do you mean? Ready, next parsha, this week they become slaves, and next week they come out already. They start beating up the mitzvah already.
What are you talking about? The ten plagues?
Can begin next
and
week.
And
then B'Shalach, and then...
And then the splitting of the Red Sea.
Very good. It's a good week. Beautiful week. So, there's a book called Le'ov Decha Be'emet. He brings the secret of learning Mishnayot Be'al Peh. Yeah, Shemoil, Mod, Dikon, Machshava, Moses, Bimah, Shemach, Magidik, and Gilar, Man, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Ba'al Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, there's an Indian for fixing the thoughts. People have all kinds of bad thoughts. By the way, Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Moran that bad thoughts is Yetzer Hara. Good thoughts is Yetzer Tov. Try to think only good thoughts. But here we're talking about specifically, so a person has bad thoughts, talking about sexual thoughts and women and all kinds of things in his head. And he wants to fix it. He's in tshuva, he wants to be a kadosh, now he's a pure. So there's a way to fix it through learning Mishnayot. And we'll see now this way. Okay? And now this time is more misugal, more power for fixing the machshava, fixing the matters of dusha. So we'll learn. Okay, we learned last week the Thursday night tikkun. If whoever wasn't here, I could tell later afterwards I'll do it. And now we learn also regarding tikkun machshava. It's based on Rabbi Yosef Karo, the person who wrote, the rabbi wrote the Shulchan Aruch and wrote the Beis Yosef and the other Sfar, lived at Tanya Arif 500 years ago, buried in Tzfat. He was a very holy person. He had a malach from Shamayim, a magid, that used to come from Shamayim and to reveal all kinds of secrets to him. So one of the things was regarding this tikkun. So this is what he says. V'kach hizir ha-magid, Maran HaBet Yosef. The magid, this magid, this malach, this angel of Hashemayim, he warned the Beis Yosef, and he warned them regarding the Mishnayot, b'dvukut ha-machshama. With cleaving this thought, not just reading it with your mouth, it's not the Tehillim, right? Rather, cleaving your mind, what you're thinking, to the Mishnah, think it. Okay? And this is what he told them. Zehu sod ha-yichud shebityached ha-adayim bo'o mamash. When someone does this, right, he mamash connecting with his creator, mamash completely one, becomes one with his creator. Hainu shemegalelo, the magid revealed to him shezoi haderech shayadai yizkeh adam leachni at kol ha-tavot v'yitzrim shebekirbo tachat ha-kedusha, that this is the way that a person will be able, soon we'll talk about exactly what to do, will be able to subdue all his bad, all his lusts and all his bad desires that's in him, that instead of doing them to be in Kedusha. And he explained to him that through limud machshava, through learning in thought, the nefesh, a person's soul, is cleaves and becomes one with its creator, and his body and all his limbs become the camp for the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is in him, becomes one with him. Why do we have to understand this? Right? So in order to understand this, we have to know that the neshama of a person, like the Tanya writes, is chelek eloka mima'al mamash. The neshama of a person is mamash, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically. So we all have Hashem in us. We all have Hashem in us. Okay? And where's the neshama? We say when we put on tefillin every day, neshama is in the brain. And neshama shebemoichi. Right? What's the brain? That's the power of thought. For the power of thought, a person could do things, speak and do things. If a person cannot think, he cannot do. Everything we do is either that we think now or we have a betat muda.
Subconscious
that we thought, so we have it inside there, so even if it's a split second, yeah, it's in there. Okay? והדבר שמעכב ביותר את המחשבה אם הוא שמע את זה וקונה המחשבות דורות וחובות תזיר. The thing that holds a person most the thing that holds a person most from cleaving with Hashem Baruch Hu is dafka his thoughts, bad thoughts, foreign thoughts which are not kedusha. ואתה נבין, now we understand that when a person thinks mishnayot in his head, right, in his thoughts, ברציפות, one after the other, continuously, right? Mm-hmm. Through that he cleaves his thoughts to one thing, which is limud mishnayot, and repeating the mishnayot over and over, he has the power to clarify, to certify between good and bad, and to finish all the bad thoughts from his head. And through this, it allows his thought, which is the neshama, to cleave to its higher source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. And all the bad that's in him goes down. And he calls all the bad to go out, and it uproots all the animal stuff which a person has in them. Kitzel.
I'm saying this, the Arita?
The Magid, this angel that spoke to the Besyasi. So in the book of Le'odecha Be'emet, in the name of Rav Shtern from Nebrak, it's big holy tzaddik. Big tzaddik, huge. Rav Arush goes to him, very big. Okay? So he says that through learning Mishnayot, also with thought, just seeing the Mishnah in your head, basically, right? For example, Moshe Kibet Torah Mishnayot, Sarah Yeshua, the first Mishnah of us, you think. You think the words in your head. Okay? Through that, cleaving your consciousness to the Mishnah. So you can merit all kinds of good things. You can merit to do tshuva. It fixes all the averot, especially pgam abrit bashoresh, in their root. It helps a person elevate spiritually, and all kinds of good salvation, big salvations can happen to a person through this.
So now
Rav Arush is going to tell us how to do this tikkun. How do we do this? Now we're going to say word for word from that book. We bring down from that book. How do we do this machshava? How do we do this thinking in the Mishnayos? Practically, okay? Okay, we're quoting from the book. If a person says in his heart, yeah, you're right. Indeed, I see there's a very good way here to fix my thought. But how could I do that? How could I learn so many Mishnayos by heart? And also to focus so long and to think the Mishnayos, how could I do it? Yadoa teda, ki ha-mitzvah hazot lo nifleti micha v'lo chokai. You should know this mitzvah is not far from you, and you could do it. And all that you need is to do it continuously. Over and over. All right?
Constantly.
Yeah. בהצמדה. ועל מנת שנוכל לבאר לך את שיטת הלימוד בהר היטב, and in order that we'll be able to explain to you this way, this shita of learning clearly, נקדים ונחנה כל קטע קטן שבמשנה בשם פסקה. So first of all, we're going to call each part of the Mishnah Piska. Piska is a little part, okay? Like a pasuk, piska, okay? And we'll say this. Let's say, the first Mishnah in Nezikin, is in Baba Kama, is Arba Avot. It goes like this, Arba Avot Nezikin. There's four Avot Nezikin, the fathers of harm, damage, which are Hashor, the axe, Habo, the pit, Amave, which is Machloket, what it is exactly, is it man or is it animal eating? The Ever, which is fire. Okay? Kitzur. We're not going to go on, just that little part, okay? אם נתבונן, תראה שהמשנה מחולקת לקטעים קטנים על ידי פסיקים ונקודות. If you look carefully, you'll see that the Mishnah is divided. ארבע אבות נזיקים. Stop. There are four אבות נזיקים. That you can remember, right? Think. Oh, not so hard. Avot Nezikim. Afterwards, Ashor, Abo, Amar, Ever. Four words. Ashor, Abo, Amar, think. That's so complicated. Right? So that's how you learn. This is the order how you learn. You say Arba Avot Nezikim 10 times. If you don't write it, you won't know it. But at least I'll say it. You say the Arba Avot Nezikim 10 times out loud. Arba Avot Nezikim. Arba Avot Nezikim. Arba Avot Nezikim. ככה 10 times. Right? Why do you say it out loud? Because that a person remembers much better when you say it out loud. Good. You finish 10 times, you go on to the next one. Ashor Abo Amar Va'ever. Ashor Abo Amar Va'ever. Okay? 10 times. Yofi. Then you go to that and you do both of them together. Arba Avot Nezikim. Ashor Abo Amar Va'ever. 10 times, the two piskaot together. So, then you go on to the next, to the third piska. Lo re asho, kara amave, lo re amave kara asho, lo re asho, kara amave, lo re amave kara asho. 10 times, kacha. Out loud, right? Then you go back to the beginning, and you do all 3 parts. 4 times. You'll remember this. By then you'll remember already. Arba Avot Nezikim. Ashor Abo Amar Va'ever. Lo Re Ashor Kare Amaver. Arba Avot Nezikim. I mean, it's of course I know it by heart. Yeah. I learned this already. But this thing, even one didn't learn it yet, he could do it. Dafka Belosh Makodesh. Not in English. Okay. Okay. So then you go to the fourth one. You go back to the beginning. Okay. And then when you finish the whole Mishnah, each part you go 10 times, you go back to the beginning, you do it together from the beginning 10 times. Each part. When you finish the whole Mishnah, you do the whole Mishnah 10 times. This is awesome. Okay?
Could it also be Torah, or does it have to be Mishnah?
No, Mishnah, yeah. Tafka Mishnah. Especially with the Mishnah. Okay?
Mishnah is the Otiyot Neshama.
Yeah, it fixes the Mishnah, it fixes the Neshama, which is the thoughts. Like we said.
So it'll take a lot of time.
Okay. You don't have to do it. Do one Mishnah. One Mishnah will take you 20 minutes. Good. So you know one Mishnah by heart. Now you have that Mishnah in your head all the time. You don't have to do other Mishnah. You can do that Mishnah all the time. That fixes you.
One of the tools that Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Karo, used to get information from the Magid on a particular Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. Okay. How do you decide how to talk on the Mishnah? We say the Mishnah over and over and over and over until the Megid of that Mishnah came down and told him this is halacha.
Unbelievable. So yeah, over and over and over. Kitzur, don't think there's if a person by 3 times he knows it already 100%, he knows that Mishnah from before, it'd be fine. He doesn't have to go 10 times. He knows it already. Yeah? If a person feels they need to do 20 times, do 20 times. It's not a wasting your time, you're learning. Yeah? You also learn the inside, the Mefarshim. To know, see it in English, to know what it's talking about. Great, maybe easier for you. Perfect. Okay? The point is, you know the whole Mishnah by heart. You know the Mishnah by heart. Right? Okay? So wait, he goes on. Wait 1 second. We have a few more minutes. And then you have to come tomorrow. I'm sorry, you have to come tomorrow. If I'm not looking to make it. It's written in English also, this book, yeah? Garden of Purity. It's also in Anglit. Which is here, we're learning in the Chabua together, it has more koch. Okay. Good. Then you could, then when you know it by heart, you could think the Mishnah by heart in your head. You know it all. You walk in the street, that's what you have in your head. Instead of looking all around, that's what you have in your head. The Kevanshi Mishnah Aleph doesn't eat the Luka. Yeah, since the first Mishnah, let's say, in Ezekiel is very long. So fine, you can learn half a Mishnah today, half a Mishnah tomorrow. It's all great. Okay. Or if you feel like it's hard for you a whole Mishnah, you can do only two little pieces a day. Do that. Instead, the next day, go and do it again. No one's telling you you have to do a whole Mishnah at once. Do it at your pace. Find the right way and do it. And go over, yeah. And then you learn another Mishnah. You know it very well. Learn another Mishnah until you know it very well. And don't forget the first Mishnah. Always repeat the first Mishnah in your hand. Okay? And then a person can know Mishnah by heart. Now, a person should make an effort to learn every day a new Mishnah and repeat the Mishnah that he knows already. He says here that the goal that you have to that you want to reach is that you'll be able to remember 40 plucking of Mishnayos by heart. Why not? That's a, if every day you do three words, what's the big deal? So we'll take you on till 120. So what? Okay, top. Baruch Hashem. Kitzu. Ephemod, we're finishing the book. Okay, let me if 2 minutes. Finishing the book. אחרית לי שלום. כל אחד צריך לומר את עולם הנברא בשבילי. Each one has to say that this whole world wasn't created only for me. The whole world is created for me. וכל התחזקות שכל אחד אחד, each strengthening that each and everyone does, each goodwill, each heal true that a person has, of course, brings the whole world down to kav zchus. Each one, of course, someone who accepts upon himself to go in this way of that this book, this holy book is teaching us. And he merits, he asks from Hashem to go in truth, to go in the way of the Torah. Okay? And not to be like the whole world, to decide I'm different than the whole world, I'm separating from the whole world, the whole zevel of the whole world. Right? Of course it helps very much all of Am Yisrael, and of course he will have also Shefa. Ach Yakar! My dear brother, Chazak Ve'emas, be strong. Now, we start a new thing. After we finish this book, Rav Aruch says, you start a new thing. You start the book again. And again. And again. Okay? Ta'ikah, like, the main thing is to take all that we're learning in this book, practical, for life. Also, it's also important, not only that you learn this book, also your friend will learn this book. Your friend doesn't know about this book yet. Mot Chashuv, another Jew. Right, we'll get all these holy books from Rav Arush, Rabbeinu's books, Rav Arush's books, and all the holy books, okay? Rabbeinu, and the Torah of Rabbeinu. And B'zav Hashem, we'll have purity and it will be in the Geula Shlema for Am Yisrael. Make a seal, where's the cake? Where's the...